Amaziah, the king of Judah, was headed to war with 300,000 soldiers. But he didn't think this was enough, so he hired another 100,000 from the nation of Israel, for which he paid 100 talents of silver, a tidy sum that amounted to between 3 and 4 tons of the precious metal. About this time, the man of God came along, and when he found out that Amaziah had hired troops from Israel, he told the king that God was not in this, that if he let the Israeli soldiers fight with their troops, they would be defeated. But, asked Amaziah, what about the 100 talents I paid for these Israelite troops? The man of God replied, the Lord can give you much more than that. Amaziah worried about the money he had spent to hire soldiers, but he obeyed the man of God and sent the Israeli troops home, and God gave them a great victory. Aren't we all tempted at one time or another to take shortcuts with God? Maybe you're tempted not to give money to missions because there's something else for which you think you need to spend the money. Remember, the Lord can give you much more than that. Or maybe you're tempted to conceal something you know you should tell because there would be emotional costs involved. Remember, God is able to give you much more favor with people than you can gain by yourself. Maybe, like me, you're tempted to cut your prayer time short because there's something else you think you need to get done. You and I should remember that if we put Him first, God is able to give us much more efficiency in our day so that we can accomplish what must be done. In all areas of life, we simply must do the right thing, trusting God at any cost for all the rest. Always be encouraged that God is able to give us much more.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.